It's time to separate fat from fiction. This is Dr. Amron's Body Talk, sponsored by ExpertLiposuction.com. And now, here's the liposuction guru to the stars, Dr. David Amron, with Carrie Kasem on 97.1, the FM Talk Station.
This is Body Talk. Dr. David Amron's Body Talk, board certified dermatologic surgeon and fellow of the American Academy of Cosmetic Surgery. I have been away. I am so upset that I wasn't here for last week. Heard it was a great show, but it's so good to see you.
How was Egypt?
Egypt was phenomenal. It was one of the best trips of my entire life.
So what was great about it in 30 seconds?
What was great about it? Not only did we see Cairo, I mean, we saw all of Egypt. A lot of people just go to Cairo and Giza to see the pyramids. Hmm. We went all over the country for 10 days on a plane, train, automobile. I mean, we were on everything. Camels, horseback. But not only that, I was with 11 people that were journalists and photojournalists. Hmm. And the country was as amazing as the people I was with.
Wasn't too dry and dusty and arid?
Not at all.
Because I kind of get that sense about Egypt.
Not at all. It was actually weather like we have here in California. Huh. We went to Hurghada, which is on the Red Sea. We went to Abu Simbel, which is on the, I think it's the Mediterranean, or the Nile. They flooded part of the Nile. Hmm. And I mean, it was just absolutely amazing.
Now, I heard is there a McDonald's near the pyramids?
There is.
I heard that, yeah.
Not too close. Because they do, the pyramids are kind of, there's a huge fence and they've allowed it to look kind of like its original state. There are a lot of tourists and there's a lot of like camels and horses and stables. But it's about a 5-minute drive.
So if I got one of these travel videos on Egypt, it just wouldn't cut it, would it?
It wouldn't, David. Hmm. No, it wouldn't. Hmm. You have to go.
Yeah, you know, I hear it's great. There's so many places I want to go in the world. Yeah. Egypt's not on the top of my list.
Oh, it was on the top of
my list. But I hear it's amazing.
It blew me away. And the stories that all the journalists that have been all around the world told on the 4-hour bus rides and the plane rides, it was just amazing. So it's just a great trip.
So that's great. Yeah. Happy to be back? Happy to be back?
Kind of. I am. There's some things I was really excited to get back for.
Hey, I got to tell you, I sold my house.
You did?
Yeah, 2 days
ago. Did you get what you wanted?
Close. You know, a few months ago, this house had 7 offers in 3 hours.
Yes, I remember.
On the market, essentially the same price that I paid for it, and it took 3 months to sell.
But you got you got almost the same price you got for
close, but broker's fees and this and that, so you end up losing some money.
Look at
so
that.
So that's, pressure off my head, onto some new stresses.
That's fantastic. But you know what? This is Body Talk. We are going to talk about liposuction, I promise. If you have any questions at all for Dr. David Amron, lipo is the only cosmetic surgery that he does. You can ask him any questions. If you have a friend who's getting it, if your significant other is about to have or wants lipo, and you have questions, you're worried, call in because you are the guru of liposuction. Entertainment Tonight called you that. You've been on so many TV shows, the Discovery Channel, Today's Show with Katie Couric, Good Morning America, CNN, the BBC, Fox, Good Day LA. I mean, I always do this, but there's so many. I don't want people turning off the radios because I'm reading all your accolades, but you've done so much. And this is the guy to call. If you have any questions about liposuction at all, give us a call here. 888-520-9710. That's 888-520-9710. And I just want to say that your gorgeous parents are here. And I just cannot believe, like, they are just beautiful, beautiful. And like how old they are because they don't look their age.
Yeah. But I got to tell you, they're right outside this window here. They haven't really looked over once.
No,
they're
really.
They're in conversation with some other people out there.
Yeah, they're talking to Tim Conway out there.
Ah, right, yeah. Right. Yeah. They're engrossed in conversation.
Yeah, they're.
So anyway, let me tell you about myself. I think most of you listening have not heard the show. I assume that. So I'm going to just run through who I am once again. My name is Dr. David Amron. I'm in Beverly Hills. I specialize in liposuction surgery. As Carrie said, it's the only major cosmetic surgery I do. I have a lot to say about this procedure. I have a lot of pride and passion for what I do. And what the show is really about is to clarify, educate, advise. There's a lot of, I think, misperception, misunderstandings with regard to cosmetic surgery in general, but with liposuction, you know, it's really surprised me. About 6 or 8 years ago, I would have never guessed there would have been all this apparent technology entering into the market to target removal of fat. And there is so much these days, and I it's started to be aware of it a few years ago, and it's just more and more and more. And there was a time when doctors never really advertised. I don't know if you remember that.
You know,
you're probably too young for that.
Oh, thank you. I love you, but no, I do remember that. I remember there was people kind of took a guess, or it was all referral. Now everybody advertises in the LA Weekly, in the magazines, on TV.
Right. Well, you know, a technology is developed, and doctors are the first ones that are blocked many times to want to start using that technology mm-hmm. and represent it as the latest, greatest way of approaching something when it is not necessarily that way.
Right.
I'm always trying to make people choose a doctor and not choose a technology.
Right.
And a lot of this advertising I find to be very misleading and offensive and unclear. And so what the show is really about is to try to clarify things. And make you more aware of stuff. Try to be more critical in terms of choosing somebody for cosmetic surgery. Like I said last week to Sam, I think more people many times put more time and effort and education in terms of buying a television set or a camcorder or a cell phone they do in terms of choosing a cosmetic surgeon.
It's true. They do. They look at the technology instead of the man or the woman performing it. And so, you know, it's like... this is my analogy. Going into a paint store and picking out the colors and the paints and not the man who's going to paint your portrait.
You know, that's true.
It doesn't make sense. It's not making sense. You need the sculptor. You need the painter. Let them choose what kind of oils or paints or, you know, pastels they want to use. Well, don't go for the smart lipo just because it's the newest technology. Go for the mm-hmm. man who... You, 14 years, have been doing this, and you use, the older technology, but you find it to be the best.
Well, I just don't think things have really changed that much with regard to liposculpting. You know, it still is sculpting, and I always use this analogy. It's like a good haircut. It's never about the scissors you're using. It's about first of all, finding a doctor with integrity, finding a doctor with a lot of experience in terms mm-hmm. of that particular procedure, and then somebody... who has a good eye in terms of what they're trying to create. You know, when I look at patients, I never just look at one area and say, we're going to remove fat there. I look at their entire body and create a proper balance and proportion to them. And then a person that, you know, just really cares about getting it right the first time, a person that's not driven primarily by money. And that's another thing. I think that with regard to a lot of these ads you see, there's a lot of money in cosmetic surgery and in products. And people are out there to try to get your money. And you need to be, as a consumer, as a patient, very aware of that.
Absolutely. I also want to tell people that you do most of your surgeries under local anesthesia.
Yeah, I do what's called pure tumescent liposuction. It's completely under local anesthesia. For me, it's just a much, much better way to approach it. I do some cases rarely under general anesthesia, but once you're doing lipo under general, specifically lipo under general, it definitely is a much more dangerous way to do it. It has about a 1 in 5,000 mortality, like I've said before. Under local, it's essentially completely safe. Much faster recovery under local, but the biggest advantage has to do with results. That's because under local, you can position your patient optimally all the time to contour and sculpt areas. It's a very different sort of surgery, lipo. It's probably the only surgery I can think of where you want your patient moving, because if you're not being able to position your patient optimally all the time, you're going to cause irregularities, indentations.
Now, you can see this on your website. It's expertliposuction.com. That's expertliposuction.com. And you actually have a video of Danny Bonaducci. You did all of Danny Bonaducci's liposuction. There is a video up there, and he's actually, as he's having liposuction, talking on the phone, he's making phone calls, talking to you, making jokes, cracking jokes. I know when you did my liposuction, I'm a thin girl, but I was just out of proportion. You know, my sister, my mom, we all have these out of proportion areas. We're all thin, but I remember you doing it. I walked out of there totally fine, and my dad was getting an award. I went to that. I never took a pain pill. Never. And you did. You told me to move this way, move that. I wanted to see, because I like to see everything. So I'm like, okay, what are you doing now? And I see this. And it was very easy. It was very easy, not scary. I was in and out. And then you hear these horror stories of people who, you know, are drowsy, they're sick from the anesthesia, they've been completely under, they didn't get the right results, how many phone calls have we gotten with the different horizontal cannula marks that they mm-hmm. can see in the skin?
Right.
You know, and you've done so many revisions. If you have any questions at all, if you're considering liposuction, if you've had bad liposuction, If you have any questions, your significant other is getting liposuction, give us a call. We have the expert of liposuction here, Dr. David Amron. 888-520-9710. That's 888-520-9710.
So last week I was on with Sam Phillips.
Right. Yes.
She was very good,
yeah,
I gotta tell
Sam's
you.
Sam's great.
Yeah, she was great. But you know, she called me dude a couple times.
Oh, absolutely. That's Sam.
That's Sam, right?
Sam.
I don't think I've been called dude since high school. But you know, it's really good because it gave me a chance to really, like, you know, the way in which I approach this procedure,
right?
But she really didn't, so it was a great chance to really educate her.
I can,
and hopefully for those that were listening, it was a good education for them too.
I can totally pretend not to know anything. Oh my gosh, so dude, like, what do you do? Mm-hmm. Like, tell me how it works. I can be Sam.
Yeah. Okay. Before we start taking telephone callers, Carrie, let's get under control here. Before we start taking telephone callers, I'm gonna really try this hour to complete what I started about a month ago.
Oh man!
And that was going through the top five myths with regard to liposuction.
Okay.
So let's go through them once. Well, actually, I think I only got to one or two last time.
Okay.
And I'm gonna try to hit all of them this time.
Okay.
Myth number one: lipo is dangerous. Okay, so let me just comment about this. Lipo, I feel, under general anesthesia, is a dangerous procedure. It's had a lot of complications, especially when combined with other types of surgery. Whereas lipo under local anesthesia, when done properly that way, it's essentially completely safe. It hasn't had a death in 20 years when done properly. So lipo is not a dangerous procedure, but under general anesthesia, the risks do go up. Myth number two. The fat comes back. This is a very common myth. We actually got a couple callers about this, asking, does the fat come back? And the fat does not come back. If it's come back, it's not really being done completely enough or well enough. But whatever amount of fat tissue you're removing, if I'm removing fat from an area, I'm removing 80 or 90% in that area, you're going to store 80 or 90% less fat in that area. So the fat really does not come back. If a person's getting full in an area many years after liposuction, many times it's happening for other reasons, because of gravity or looseness of the skin and muscle. And I call that flab as opposed to fat. And you have to understand the difference. And sometime I'm going to spend some time talking about the difference between fat and flab, because everybody always tends to grab something, shake it around, and label it as fat. It's just flab.
I do the same.
Okay, we got some callers coming in, so I'm just going to march on with these other myths.
Okay.
Lipo is for fat people. One should just diet and exercise. Well, that's not really true. Lipo can be for fat people, can be for thin people, can be for normal weight people. Lipo is all about creating proper balance and proportion to an individual. So you only with lipo want to target areas of genetic disproportion. You know, it does not mean that somebody does not have to diet and exercise. There's definitely an important role to keeping oneself fit and keeping one's muscle tone good. But lipo is a tool to reduce genetic disproportion. I always think in terms of what is my contribution to a person getting their optimal result. And many times my contribution might be 90 or 95%. And that type of person is a person who generally is actually pretty thin and in pretty good shape, where they have genetic disproportion that I'm pretty much taking care of all of it. Sometimes, though, a person's overweight and out of shape, and my contribution is only 40 or 50% because they still have to lose weight and
right.
get in shape.
But even if you're heavier, and you don't have to be skinny, but if you're heavier and out of proportion, you can make a woman who's got a fuller figure look a lot better by just putting them in proportion where they don't have to lose weight.
Well, absolutely true.
Right.
I mean, it also what it does for a person who is overweight and out of proportion is motivates them to lose more weight, because
right.
what's happening is that they're storing more fat in those one or two areas that they can never see much of a difference in. So by reducing those areas, very quickly they see a difference and are motivated to lose weight.
Right.
Okay, myth number four. I can't believe we're on to four already. Fat goes to other areas. Well, this has to do with that whole idea about proportion and disproportion. The fat will get stored wherever you have fat tissue remaining. So what I try to always do is evaluate a person from their neck down to their ankles and determine where they are in or out of proportion. I think it's a big mistake for the surgeon just to, if a person, let's say, shows in their tummy and there's fat in their stomach, and they say, oh, we'll just do some liposuction, but does not really critically evaluate that person and pays attention to their proportion. And if that person is just overweight and proportionate, then yes, they can permanently throw them out of proportion and do that person a very big disservice. Last myth, lipo causes indentations and rippling. Well, lipo certainly can cause indentations and rippling. Lipo has probably one of the highest or the highest revision rate of any cosmetic surgery in the United States, of almost 25%. So that means almost 1 in 4 lipos are redone because they were not done right the first time.
Right.
Mine's about 1 in 1,000, like I've mentioned. I almost never have to go back in and fix things, and I very much believe in that. You should try to nail it the first time you're in there. But with regard to indentations and rippling, this is a technique issue, and it occurs because the surgeon, in doing the liposuction, whatever tool they're using, whether they're using smart lipo or traditional liposuction, is not doing using proper technique. They're poking the skin from underneath. They're causing indentations. They're irritating the dermis. They're being overly aggressive in certain areas where they should not be overly aggressive. So these are what I call the top 5 myths regarding liposuction. There's many more, but these are top 5 ones.
And if you have any questions for Dr. David Amron, you can give us a call. We are live, 888-520-9710. That's 888-520-9710. Roxy in Newport Beach, you're on with Dr. David Amron.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Hello, Roxy.
What's your question?
Hi. I just had liposuction 3 weeks ago, and I was told that I need to wear my garment for 8 weeks in order to get optimal results, and I'm wearing a Spanx garment.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you recommend?
I don't. There's a lot of differing opinions about how long one should wear the garment. I think there are some surgeons who don't have patients wear garments, which is a little bit unusual. I think there definitely is a role to wearing garments afterwards. But I think 8 weeks is a little bit too long. There's certainly no harm in wearing it that long. But what I find is that 7 to 10 days, 24 hours a day, followed by 7 to 10 days, 12 hours a day in almost all people is sufficient. I don't think you get any more improvement from wearing it more than that. However, you should follow the instructions of your surgeon.
And Roxy, I had liposuction, and I did what Dr. David Amron told me to do, which was the 7 days for 24 hours and then 7 days for 12 hours. And my liposuction looks fantastic. But, you should follow your doctors and maybe give them a call and say, hey, I heard this. Would that be okay with you?
Roxy, I got to tell you also, there's some lighter garments that you can probably change into after about 3 weeks, even if your surgeon wants you using it longer.
Isn't Spanx pretty? But she's using Spanx. She's not even using the pressure garment. And
it's Spanx. The pressure surgical garment that was given to me was only advised to use for a week, and then I was told I could go get a Spanx.
Okay.
Spanx is pretty light.
High.
Fine. So, to me, that's probably like an aerobic type of leotard, which is a little bit firmer, right?
Right.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's fine to use. I mean, I don't think it makes much of a difference after several weeks anyway, but, for whatever it's worth, go ahead and wear it.
Okay, and what does the skin do though? I don't understand why I'm wearing this.
Okay, well, during the first 24 hours, the main reason is to reduce any bleeding. After that, it is to help the skin conform and to reattach. However, after a few weeks, I don't think there's any further benefit to it.
Okay, and I do have rippling. I had the basic tumescent liposuction, and I do have rippling. That's why I keep thinking, well, maybe the longer I wear this garment, all those little bumps and lumps and rippling is going to go away. But
sometimes you can have some unevenness for the first few weeks as things are settling down. But, we'll talk about technique later on and how that does affect rippling.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Roxy.
Thank you.
If you have any questions for Dr. David Amron, you can give us a call here. We are live, 888-520-9710. That's 888-520-9710. You're listening to Dr. David Amron's Body Talk right here on 97.1 Free FM.
To get on the air, call 888-520-9710. That's 888-520-9710. This is Dr. Amron's Body Talk on 97.1, the FM talk station.
97.1 KLSX Free FM.
At 97.1 Free FM, we're always giving away a ton of free stuff, thus the name, Free FM. So get to our contest page at 971freefm.com where you can get hooked up with guy getaways, free concert tickets, and whatever else people in SoCal are into. Log on now to check out Free 2 HD, 97.1 Free FM's HD channel that's got Tom Likas in the morning and Adam Carolla the rest of the day. We are 97.1 Free FM, SoCal's FM talk station. Powered by Laser Eye Center with no payments till 2010. Call 880-LASER. If you're any closer to the action, you'd have to wear a uniform. Welcome to the SeedExchange.com Courtside Club, where you and the Pac-10 Men's Basketball Tournament meet face-to-face. Hey, but there's more to Courtside Club than awesome tickets. The food never stops. At your seats or as a VIP in the exclusive Courtside Club Green Room. You like golf? Well, then tee off with the Pac-10 Hall of Honor Golf Tournament at Trump National. For tickets, log on to SeedExchange.com. Then click on the Pac-10 logo. Tough tickets made easy. SeedExchange.com, official sponsor of the Pac-10 Tournament.
Catch legendary comedian and smart aleck David Spade as he ushers in a new era of comedy at the Planet Hollywood in Las Vegas. Tickets are available at all Ticketmaster outlets, online at Ticketmaster.com, or charge by phone at 702-474-4000.
The Westside's FM Talk Station, 97.1
Free FM.
This is Dr. Amron's Body Talk on 97.1 The FM Talk Station.
I've got you.
You are listening to Dr. David Amron's Body Talk. Dr. David Amron, I'm Carrie Kasem. If you have any questions at all for the guru of liposuction, as Entertainment Tonight calls you.
Thank you. That was about a minute and a half break.
Okay, I'm seriously.
I ran out. I ran in. We're back on again.
I'm literally talking on the phone. Like, I hung up on this person. I'm on the air, and I'm literally talking on the phone and hung up on him. I'm like, oh, gotta go on the air again.
Yeah. So let's take more callers. You know, I would encourage you to call in. It's a chance to get my advice regarding liposuction or any other technologies that you find confusing, because I think it's a very confusing market out there, and I'm here to clarify things for you. What else I want to say? Oh, also, if you disagree, if something I'm saying either doesn't make sense to you or you think it's wrong, even though I am an expert in this field, call. You know, let's talk about it on the air.
888-520-9710. That's 888-520-9710. Johnson, you're on with Dr. David Amron.
I just wanted to ask what your phone number is during the week.
Oh, hey, you know what? That's a great question. That's, I think, one of the better ones.
Well, that's an easy one.
It's a really easy one. It's 310-275-2467. And for anybody else listening, you know, you can call in, leave a message. Dr. David Amron will get back to you, his officer himself.
Does he have a website?
Yeah, yes. Johnson, I was actually just going to tell you, the website's www.expertliposuction.com. I really encourage people to go to the website, ideally before you see me, because there's a lot of good information on the website in terms of my philosophy. There's information regarding the background of liposuction. There's specific information about my technique with liposuction, and I go into what I call area by area. I go into all the ways that I have learned over 14 years to get the best result in each particular area of the body.
Yeah, I think that'll be very helpful. And I just encourage you, I just tuned in for the last 10 minutes or so, and I was just saying, well, how do you get a hold of them? You know?
Good question.
Okay, Johnson, let me tell you something.
I would throw that on there every 20 minutes.
You know what? I'm so glad that you called, because I've been fighting with Dr. David Amron because he doesn't want to sound salesy, okay?
Yes.
He doesn't want to sound salesy, and he doesn't want to give his phone number out. How do you do a radio show? People are listening going, I really like this guy. He sounds good. He won't give his number out, Johnson.
Is Johnson a friend of yours?
I swear on my life.
Okay. All right, Johnson.
And my kitty's life.
I'm a marketing consultant, and I would say if you're not, I don't know what you're doing then, if you're not trying to, you're leaving us at one plateau and not telling us how to get to the next one.
Okay, you know what? Carrie is as arms up in the air.
You just made my day, my week, my year. Thank you.
I got to say, I'm just so sensitive to coming across like in a sales way. So she announces the number, announces the website.
People call in.
If what I have to say resonates with them, fantastic. But, you know, fine. We'll announce the number a lot more frequently. Carrie will get her way now.
Thank you.
And I know you're welcome.
Okay.
Thank you, Johnson.
Bye. I do not know that man. I swear to you. That was just a brilliant phone call. Once again, I'm going to give the number to your office, because people like what you're saying and it resonates with them, and you're good at what you do. You've been my doctor for 8 years. I look fantastic because of you, and I have all my friends going to you because you're good. And this is the number. If you want liposuction that's going to be done right, done professionally, and by a guy who the only cosmetic surgery he does is liposuction, you want it right. Call 310-275-2467. Leave a message. They'll call you right back and book a consultation. If you call now, the consultation's complimentary. So 310-275-2467. 215-275-2467. Lisa in Agoura, you're on with Dr. David Amron.
Dr. Amron, how are you today?
Good, Lisa. How are you?
Good, thanks. Hey, listen, I've had breast reduction, and they've done liposuction during the procedure. When people talk about liposuction, they always talk about, oh, the areas that you had sucked out, your fat never grows back. What is the reality of that?
Well, did you listen to the beginning part of the show? You might or might not have.
I tuned in.
Yeah, okay. I called the top five myths of liposuction, and myth number two, because the list is in front of me, was the fat comes back. And the fat really does not come back. Whatever proportion is being removed is permanently gone from that area. So if you've still got fullness there, it could be for many different reasons. Number one, it might not have been done enough. Number two, the fullness might be caused by other things going on other than just the fat between the skin and muscle. There could be fullness behind the muscle, we call intra-abdominal fat. Number three is a big one. People many times confuse fat with looser stuff, looser muscle and skin. So if you're able to sort of grab there and get your fingers around a big hunk of tissue, it might or might not be fat. It might be what I call flab, which is looser muscle and skin. So, you've got to differentiate these things. So you had it done how long ago?
Oh, I've had three of them, actually. Mm-hmm. One a year for the last 4 years, so I'm a year off right now.
Three in the same area?
Three breast reductions.
Well, what about the lipo?
The lipo was included in the breast reduction because there were areas that that's what they needed to do.
Okay.
So my question is, my sister had the same thing done. My sister has gained weight back since she's had her breast reduction, and her breasts have gotten larger. So even though the area of fat that you sucked out is gone for good, you can still gain weight in the areas where you had liposuction, correct?
You can gain weight in the areas where you had liposuction or other areas?
In the areas where you've had liposuction. So, for example, if breasts are just made out of fat and milk glands,
right,
and you've had liposuction during a breast reduction,
of the liposuction of the breasts themselves?
I would imagine, because
okay,
I started out as like a size G, and I know that there were areas that hurt predominantly more than others. And when I would go in to talk to my doctor, he said those were the areas where he did liposuction.
Right. Okay, well, the breast is composed of other things other than just fat. And again, whatever proportion is due to fat, and you remove that much fat, it should be that much less. But I got to tell you, the one area in the body that I do not do liposuction is of the breast. And the reason is, I do it basically everywhere else in the body. I do the face, the neck, the ankles, the abdomen, this, that. The one area I don't do is the breast. And I'll tell you why. Because I think that is really better left to a person who specializes in breast surgery, because many times there's other things involved other than just liposuction. That's why I don't do it. So it's hard for me to really comment completely on your question.
So pretty much that would go along with a surgery when it comes to a breast. I guess my actual question is, if you start to gain weight again, are you going to gain it disproportionately? I mean, if you had liposuction in the areas of your breast, will you gain weight proportionately again, or will you have like an area in your breast that doesn't get fatter than the other one? Do you know what I'm saying?
Well, I gain weight. I mean, I've had liposuction, and I've gained weight, but I always fluctuate about 6-7 pounds, I always seem proportionate. It never goes right back into those areas, but if you're using liposuction as a way to lose weight, then you're going to gain weight, and I can imagine it's going to go anywhere, but I know that I've had it done, so speaking from experience, I've never noticed that it just goes right back into those areas, or other areas get heavier.
Well, Lisa, it's quite simple. You will store fat, again, like I said, wherever you have fat tissue remaining.
Okay.
So, with regard to breasts, if the fat tissue is removed in an uneven or disproportionate way, you will store fat that way. If it's shifting you out of balance and proportion in your body, you will store fat in other areas. And that's why, again, I think that really the best way to approach lipo is to approach it from a standpoint of creating a proper balance and proportion to an individual. And unfortunately, that's not what is commonly done.
Gotcha.
Well, Lisa, thanks for calling in.
Thank you again.
Thank you, Lisa.
Good luck with everything.
Thank you.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye. If you have any questions for Dr. David Amron, you don't want to be on air, you can call his office and call him personally at 310-275-2467. That's 310-275-2467. 2467. Just leave a message there. He'll get back to you.
Give him the website.
Oh, and the website, expertliposuction.com. That's expertliposuction.com. You can also find all the information you need there, number and everything else included. Cindy in Newport Beach. Cindy, you're on with Dr. David Amron.
Hi. My question is, I had a child about a year and a half ago, and I had a C-section, and I've lost the weight. I'm lower than I was pre-pregnancy, but I have this awful scar, and it keloided, so it's really bad. And then, like, the skin around it has gotten flabby, and as much as I try to do sit-ups and exercise and cardio, will that skin ever get tight again the way it used to look?
This is skin, I assume, above the C-section scar, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Is there a pouch? Okay. So it's a full pouch that's also a little bit wavy and ripply.
Kinda, yeah.
Okay, and the scar below it is thickened.
Yes.
Okay. Well, a C-section scar, as you know, like with all scars, tend to pull back in area. Scars contract, and so that skin is retracted and pulled back in, creating some fullness above it. I commonly do liposuction of the fullness above it, and typically I'll sort of break up that scar with a type of cannula called a spatula cannula, which loosens a scar and allows the whole area to conform again in a smoother, flatter way. That's usually what I do. If the skin is above it is just purely wrinkly and doesn't have much fullness to it, then that's not going to be the way to approach it.
Because I don't know, like, if it's something that the diet and exercise and time will get rid of the skin. Like, picture a deflated balloon. It's just, I hate it.
Yeah, I got to tell you, unfortunately, probably not. Probably diet and exercise and time will not get rid of that. Well, possibly. You know, it depends exactly what's going on. I mean, I'd have to look at it. I would say come in for a consultation. It is complimentary. Carrie will announce a number to you once again.
I will. Look at his face. He's wincing. He's like, oh, gosh, I don't want to sound salesy.
Well, we had a caller a few minutes ago who said we don't announce the number enough, so it's going to keep on being announced every 2 or 3 minutes. But come and see me. I'll give you my opinion on what the best way to approach it is. Sometimes it's liposuction alone. Sometimes it's doing a procedure called thermage to tighten the skin up. Sometimes it is a revision or a tummy tuck procedure.
Cindy,
is this common? Do you see this in women who have had C-sections?
Quite common, yeah. Again, you know, again, scars tend to pull back and retract, so many times you will have fullness above that scar, and if there is fat in that area, it's going to stand out even more.
And, you know, it depends on how much loose skin you have, but thermage is fantastic. I love it. It's just great for all over the body. You can do your arms, you can do your stomach, you can do your face, and it really, what it does is heat up the collagen and cause it to kind of tighten up your skin again. And if you don't have too much skin there, it's a fantastic thing.
Yeah, but I also got to say,
a whole lot. It's just there, and it bothers me.
Okay, lipo alone with the things like Carrie just mentioned could be a way to go about approaching it. It is possible that you're going to need a tummy tuck procedure, but it sounds like you won't. Okay, but once again, it's hard. Like, you know, a picture tells 1,000 words. I really do need to see it.
And you know what? You should go in anyways and just take a look at the before and after shots of the thermage, because you do have that for people who have had children. So fantastic shots. And you should give them a call. And anybody else listening that has the same issues as Cindy, give him a call. Give Dr. Amron a call, and he'll call you back during this week. I'm sorry. I have to give the number again. I'm sorry, Dr. Amron. 310.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks, Cindy. 310-275-2467. That's 310-275-2467. We've got George in L.A. George, you're on with Dr. David Amron.
Yes, so doctor, I just wanted to ask you, my wife is about 300 pounds, and how much really can you take out realistically?
The safe upper limit of liposuction under general or local anesthesia has been quite well defined, and it's about 12.5 pounds of pure fat, which is 5 liters of pure fat. But George, that does not equate with a 12-pound weight loss. So you have to understand that lipo is really not about weight loss. Lipo is about reducing areas of disproportion. And when you're removing up to 5 liters or 12.5 pounds of fat from localized areas, it's a heck of a lot of fat. It's more than losing 12 pounds. It's hard to really say how much that's like losing. Sometimes it's like losing 80 pounds. So is your wife is overweight. Are there areas on her body that are excessively full? Is there other one or two areas that are larger than other areas?
I was mainly her stomach and her thighs.
Okay. So it could be that lipo is going to greatly reduce those areas in either one or two surgeries. and then give her a huge head start and a motivation for her to lose weight. She still definitely has to lose weight. What I don't want you to do is to think that liposuction is a replacement for her losing weight. Liposuction can be a tool to reduce weight initially in disproportionate areas and then get her on the way to losing more weight.
Or a lap band.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, either losing weight either through diet and exercise or other types of procedures, like Carrie mentioned, lap band procedure or gastric bypass.
Lap band safer.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You know, good luck with that, but it is not definitely, like Dr. David Amron says, it's not a tool to lose weight. But you know what? You can, the consultation is complimentary. Take your wife in, come see Dr. David Amron, and let him tell you what he thinks.
Yeah, Georgia, I do a lot of people who are thin, who are normal weight, and I do a lot of overweight people too. But again, the overweight people, it's a quick way of reducing areas that are out of proportion and, again, motivating them to lose weight.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thanks for your advice.
Okay. Thank you, George.
Thank you.
If you have any questions for Dr. David Amron, we are live. You can give us a call here, 888-520-9710. That's 888-520-9710. You can also go to expertliposuction.com. It will answer all of your questions. Also, the phone number to the office is there. That's expertliposuction.com. You are listening to Dr. David Amron's Body Talk. I'm Carrie Kasem. We'll be right back. This is 97.1, the FM Talk Station.
To get on the air, call 888-520-9710. That's 888-520-9710. This is Dr. Amron's Body Talk on 97.1, the FM Talk Station.
Southern California's FM Talk Station. 97.1, Free FM.
Do you have a loved one who doesn't use a computer? Give them the Presto service with the HP printing mailbox, and then you can send them email and photos and a whole lot of happiness every day.
Oh, I love it because it's really bringing the family together all the time. I get mail from the two children and plus their children, and that makes it really nice. And I send pictures through, and they come out so beautifully in here.
Now you can send someone you love email and color photos, even if they don't have a computer. All they need is the Presto service with the HP printing mailbox.
Say on one day too many letters will come. That makes me happier than anything because now I know I've got a whole day's work to read all these letters, and they're so nice. I would recommend Presto to anybody.
For free information about Presto service, call now 1-800-700-7743. That's 1-800-700-7743. 1-800-700-7743.
Hi, this is Doc First, the other guy from Outreach with Dennis Brown. You know, on the show you hear a lot about recovery from substances, but what about the damage done? You need to detox the body, and no one knows more about that than my friend, Dahuti Matra from dherbs.com, home of the full body detox. They believe you can heal from any disease. Dahuti, you guys are number one in this field. How do you do it?
D-Herbs is number one in herbal remedies because we use only 100% pure herbs. No fillers, no binders, no preservatives, and we use common herbs in addition to rare exotic herbs that other herbal companies are not going to invest time and effort in obtaining. That's what makes us number one.
Go to dherbs.com. That's dherbs.com. Type in Outreach and get your 10% discount. Or call them at 1-866-4-DHERBS. That's 1-866-4-DHERBS. And tell them the guys from Outreach with Dennis Brown sent you.
Are you afraid of the IRS? Worried because you owe back taxes? Because you've neglected to file your taxes for a year or more? Or because you haven't made employee payroll deposits? If you're afraid of the IRS, relax, because you don't have to go it alone. With one easy phone call to Effector, you can find out what your tax settlement options are. You'll never have to talk to the IRS directly. See how quickly it can all be taken care of. Just call 1-800-900-1206. Effector is staffed by professionals, many of whom have actually worked for the IRS. We understand how the IRS works. Depending on your circumstances, it may be possible to drastically reduce your tax debt. For your free confidential consultation, Call 1-800-900-1206. Whether you're behind in filing your taxes, paying your taxes, if you've forgotten to pay employee payroll taxes, it can be scary. You don't have to go it alone. Call Effectsure right now. For your free confidential consultation, call 1-800-900-1206. That's 1-800-900-1206.
Dodge Trucks presents the High Octane Motorsports Expo at California Speedway. March 14th through the 16th. Forest River at Saboba Casino bring you the nation's top manufacturers in high-performance sand, off-road, truck, motorcycle, boat, and RV as they power slide into California Speedway March 14th through the 16th. Giveaways, live entertainment, and FMX shows will light up the sky. Adults $10, kids under 12 free. Tickets at Ticketmaster or at the gate. Be there.
Live from the Miller Lite Lounge, this is 97.1 KLSX, Free FM.
This is Dr. Amron's Body Talk on 97.1, the FM talk station.
No. You are listening to Dr. David Amron's Body Talk. You. I'm Carrie Kasem. He's Dr. David Amron.
You're Dr. Carrie Kasem.
I am, and I'm telling you right now, I'm prescribing wellness formula for you, because you say you're not, something's coming on.
Well, I feel like I've been fighting something off the last 3 or 4 days,
okay.
And so many people are sick.
I have everybody that I know on wellness formula, including Yvonne, who's taking the calls right now, right there. See, Yvonne, get on the air real quick, please.
Thumbs up, Yvonne, on the wellness formula.
Get on there. The wellness formula is good for
thumbs
anybody.
Up.
Excellent.
See?
Oh, she can speak back.
Oh, yeah, she can speak.
Huh.
She can. Speak to
She sounds
me.
Good on air.
She's hot.
Mm-hmm.
She's got a great voice.
So what is in wellness formula?
Everything about 50 different ingredients that boost your immune system 200-400%. It's fantastic. If you have a sickness, if you're already sick, you take 3 pills every 3 hours for the first 2 days, it'll kick it right out.
Well, maybe they'd like to be a sponsor on this show.
Hey, maybe. You never know. I'm telling you, I'm in love with that. I don't care, you know, nobody's even paying me to say this. I've been using it for years.
Right.
It works, period.
Okay.
If we,
on to liposuction.
On to liposuction. You know, for people that just tuned in, this is a show on liposuction. Dr. David Amron is a liposuction expert. That's, you know, that's his liposuction, expertliposuction.com is his, I guess, a place to find his web address.
I'm not only an expert, but I'm very good at what I do.
You are. Oh, you are.
Thank you.
Yes. Lipo is the only cosmetic surgery that you do. And Entertainment Tonight called you the guru of liposuction. And there's a reason why. For 14 years, you've been doing it. And you have A-list stars. Not only that, you make a lot of the general public very, very happy, including me. Yeah.
Well, I think that's, like I've said, it's what it really is all about. Because what I do is basically service. It's a service-oriented field, so I take a lot of pride in doing every part of it very well, in educating people, in making sure I can provide and meet their expectations, and doing a really good job.
Yeah. If you have any questions for Dr. David Amron, call now. We are live. 888-520-9710. That's 888-520-9710. Eric in Mission Viejo. Eric, you're on with Dr. David Amron.
Hi, Doctor.
Hi, Eric.
I'm one of those people who's not, I wasn't big and fat, but I wanted to get some sculpting done. I had a board-certified plastic surgeon and dermatologist from Laguna Niguel do it about a month ago. My abdomen looks great, and I wanted my double chin taken out. So she went in, I was under general anesthetic, and got my double chin. It's no longer there, but I have some lumps towards, she just did my upper neck and under my chin. And some lumps, and I really wouldn't say it's swelling, but it's tender.
Mm-hmm.
And I keep, my wife said to keep rubbing them, trying, you know, work it out that way. And I haven't gone in for a follow up yet. That's at the end of this week, and I was just wondering if that's typical.
Well, you have those done at the same time, the neck and the abdomen, right?
Yes.
Okay. You know, a month later, it's not so unusual. And what is going on, especially if they are tender, is you're having some little inflammatory nodules, okay? So as the area is healing, you're having some areas of dense inflammation going on. And that, in some ways, that's really what's causing the skin to pull back. Because in the neck area, it's not so much that the improvement is from removing so much fat, but most of it's really from the skin kind of lifting and tightening up after the liposuction. It takes a few weeks or sometimes even a few months. And so the first 2 to 8 weeks, I would say, you can get small little lumps in the area. And what I do with people with those lumps is if they're very small, sometimes like your wife is doing, massaging them will help to settle them down. If they stay prominent after about 2 or 3 months, I find putting a little bit of low-dose cortisone into those nodules, a small injection helps settle them down. So at this point, I wouldn't worry. At this point, it sounds like it's just a normal inflammatory thing going on.
Now, he had surgery under general anesthesia. Would you have done that for his abdomen or his chin?
You know, I talk on the show about local anesthesia. My opinion is that it's a better way to approach the procedure. It's a safer way to approach a procedure. It tends to get better results because of proper patient positioning. However, most people don't do it that way. Many people do it under general anesthesia, and it's okay. I just find, in terms of how I do it, that it is not as good of a way to do it. However, Eric is very happy with things. Is your abdomen very good?
Yeah, it looks really good. She did a nice job.
Great.
But I heard you talking about general versus local, and I thought it was interesting because I was going to go local, and then when I showed up the day of the procedure, she and the general and the anesthesiologist who was there that day kind of talked me into general and said, now you'll be a lot more comfortable. She said she had to go with a bigger cannula in my neck, and so it was probably better that I was in general anyway. So I don't know.
Well, you know, there is a whole knack and art to doing it under local anesthesia. It takes a lot more finesse and a lot more tolerance and patience to do it under local anesthesia, both for the doctor and the patient to some degree. I do this procedure completely myself. So during the numbing of it, putting that tumescent anesthesia, you've got to be very gentle and very slow in terms of letting that fluid flow into the fat. And if you're very good at it and you're very patient, the patient feels very, very little. And then during the liposuction themselves, they feel essentially nothing at all. I just find personally that there are so many advantages to local versus general anesthesia. Number one, I discussed earlier, once you do lipo under general, you are in a 1 in 5,000 mortality category. Now, of course, you know, 1 in 5,000 is low, but it's not insignificant for a cosmetic procedure. I find also that the positioning is probably the most important thing. Under general, you're lying there in one position. It's impossible to get proper positioning to really contour and sculpt areas. That said, the abdomen and the neck are a couple areas which can be gotten, I think, almost as well when you're lying flat on your back under general anesthesia. But when I'm doing the waist or the flanks or the inner thighs in women, positioning is so important in getting the best result with things, because what you don't want to do is poke or jab the skin from underneath.
Right. Okay. That makes sense.
So, yeah. Now, I have a question for you. Was she a plastic surgeon or a derm surgeon?
She is a board-certified plastic surgeon and a dermatologist, as far as I know. I don't know.
It's a confusing thing for many people. You know, almost never are you both. So I'm a derm surgeon. What that means, I'm a dermatologist whose practice is more cosmetic and surgically based. Plastic surgeons are board-certified plastic surgeons who generally do everything. They do nose jobs, facelifts, breast surgery, liposuction, tummy tucks. But derm surgeons, mostly, the only major cosmetic surgery they're doing is liposuction. So, and I would say also that in general, more of the derm surgeons tend to do this procedure under local anesthesia, and more of the plastic surgeons tend to do it under general anesthesia.
Right. That makes sense.
But you know, I'm glad you're happy with the result, and I hope that helps clarify things for you.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks, Eric.
Bye.
If you have any questions for Dr. David Amron, you can call him at his office, and he'll give you a call back this week. 310-275-2467. There's a lot of people that don't want to go on and discuss their issues, even though we can't see you and we don't know who you are. Some people get shy, and you can, you know, book a consultation. It's absolutely complimentary.
But, you know, go on the website first, because the first question I ask people when they come to see me is, have you gone through the website? Because
right.
There's a lot of great information on the website in terms of my philosophy, which is a very important way to approach liposuction, and my technique. And there's an area called Area by Area on the website, which gives all my tricks and tools in terms of maximizing the result in each area that I do with liposuction.
And that is expertliposuction.com. And you can find the number of the office there. You can find out, probably the answers to all of your questions. It really is complete. The website is fantastic. Once again, expertliposuction.com. Or you can call the office, 310-275-2467. Leave a message and he'll get back to you. I have to do my offensive ad of the week, can I?
All right,
please.
You know, because I was going to do next week, what I will do is what I call the top 5 liposuction mistakes, but we don't have time for today, so I think it's a very good thing. Let's jump into what we call the offensive ad of the week.
Yay!
Or ads of the week.
We need like some kind of music or something like a jingle, you know?
We do.
Offensive ad of the week. You know, that's a really bad one.
We'll think of something,
but something
next
like
week.
That. Yeah. Hey, you know what? I have to just tell everybody this. Besides being a phenomenal surgeon, you are a phenomenal musical artist. You're fantastic.
Thank you.
Writes your own songs, plays all your own instruments. I mean, you're amazing. So I think you should write the...
No.
Yes,
no, I knew
why?
I knew where you were going with that. I'm not writing a song about the offensive ad of the week.
You saw it. You saw the segue before I even...
Yes, yeah. I did. Okay. I knew where you were going with
you
this.
You really need to do your own theme for this show.
Right.
I'm telling you. You're
right.
Phenomenal.
We'll talk about it.
All right. Here's my offensive ad of the week. I love it. It's a day spa that is calling endermology, quote, the ultimate advancement in body contouring and skin conditioning. Okay. C-R-A-P? C-R-A-P. this is ridiculous. The ultimate advancement is liposuction, period. Hands down.
Well, that's why that is a bothersome ad.
Yeah.
I mean, it's okay to advertise for a procedure like that, endermology, which is, questionably helpful, I feel, in terms of maybe temporarily reducing cellulite. But to say it is the ultimate advancement in body sculpting and contouring is dishonest, just downright wrong, and that's what really bothers me.
Now, I've had this procedure done, and I have had people say, oh, you know, I've had it done, and while I was doing it, my skin looked great, I felt like I lost weight, but the minute I stopped, like I did, it came right back, and all the dimples came back. That is true. I feel, and there are other people who may feel differently, I feel it was a waste of money, and it costs almost as much as a small area of liposuction.
That's probably true.
Yes,
right.
Very expensive and didn't work. It's like mesotherapy, lipozap, whatever they want to call all those shots you get, which I've had everything. I try everything. I do. And this did not work.
Well, that's, you know, to compare it to liposuction is really the dishonesty.
Offensive, yeah.
And I think it's insulting. To say that it's a way of improving things temporarily, smoothing things out, improving cellulite, you know, that can fly, but that's what's bothersome about that ad. I have an ad here. New laser liposculpting, and they have facilities in many different areas. Beverly Hills, Pasadena, West Hills, Hermosa Beach. And this is from the value pack. It's from a coupon book, which expires.
It expired
already.
It. Expired I love already. How these expire.
But it's the smart liposuction. And it starts by saying, and it's a vein institute that is doing this, but they say no surgery. So how can it be smart liposuction and no surgery at the same time? Because smart liposuction is still liposuction, but it is using a laser under the skin. And I've talked about this. I feel, as far as I'm concerned, it really isn't an advancement in terms of liposuction. That I've always said it's about the skills in hands of the surgeon, not about the tool you're using. But this is wrong because it's saying laser liposculpting with smart lipo, no surgery.
It's BS, a BS ad. Another one?
Right.
You have
so
another one?
Another one.
There we go.
You know, it's not difficult to pull these things because, yes.
We have a minute, so go for it.
We have a minute.
It.
Oh, yeah, 1 minute. Okay.
Just a minute.
So this is from one of those papers when I pull on the side of the road and park my car illegally and jump out and run to get a paper and run back in my car.
Right.
It's from one of those papers.
Okay.
And it's called Body Sculpting Seminar. And I wondered, is this to learn about body sculpting, what it's about, or actually to learn how to do body sculpting? but they're having an evening program to learn about body sculpting and all the latest things, and it's from one of these meta spas, and it's using a machine called LipoShape to dissolve fat. And again, this is like, you know, comparing it to liposuction or representing it as a new form of liposuction, when really it isn't that.
Don't waste your money on these things. Go and see Dr. David Amron. It's, you know, if you call now, it's a complimentary consultation, 310-275-2467. See the guru of liposuction himself. The only surgery that you do, Dr. Amron, I'm telling everybody this, is liposuction. You want to see the best. You want it done right. You don't want to have a chance of, oh, I had revision and paying more and going through the agony of having this scarring and... Get it done right.
And for all of you regular listeners out there, next week we're going to start with the top five liposuction mistakes.
Great. Once again, the number 310-275-2467 or visit expertliposuction.com. All right, for Dr. David Amron, I'm Carrie Kasem. This is Body Talk, and this is 97.1, the FM Talk Station.
I've got you.
97.1. KLSX. Free FM.